Okay, let's start the sugya back up close. Rami Bar Chava. We have here the rest of the Talmud talks about Shaila Mekakos, of whether somebody who marries a woman, the Cheskat, the Sula, and finds she's a Mukasei to Rabula, whether the question is a question of how much to give, whether the entire Ketubah is a Mekakos or not. So we have to, let's share today, we have to make sure to get Pshat correct. Once we have Pshat, we can get into the Lamdis. There are four opinions here in the Gemara. And as we go through it, we'll see exactly how it's set up. Let's stick with Pshat first. Then we'll get to the Lamdis of the Machlaik. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama, Machlaik is Mishi Hikarba. That the whole Shaila of our Mishnah is that a couple before they're married are asking a Shaila. Hikarba, she tells them the truth. And Ramelet, he has to ask the Shaila what type of Ksuba to write. Ramelet Madame Lola Bagares, Rabbana Madame Lola Ba'ula. Ava La Yikerba, Divrei HaKoyal Ava Laikwo. But La Yikerba, he married her thinking she's a Ksuba. And in fact, she was a Mukasei. So she's not a Tarotani, she's not a Tarotani Ksuba at all. Why not? Because the whole Mekach was a Mekach Toss. The whole agreement was an agreement to Toss. An agreement is bottled. And if the agreement is bottled, then there's no Eschaibus at all. That's the Svara of Rami Bar Chama. So is that a Chiddush? Look, it's not a Chiddush. It's a Mekach Toss. He wrote that he's giving her $200. And he thought she's a Psula. But it turns out she's a Mukasei. And then they're arguing. They both agree she was a Mukasei. So there's no Eschaibus, because this whole Eschaibus was a false pretense. So it's a Mekach Toss. So the Chayyur Rami Bar Chama is very distant. That's the Gemara. Ramei Amai Medama Lo Begeres, Medama Lo Be'ula. You're saying Ramei is Medama to Begeres. Why doesn't he agree with the Drabbat of the Medama Lo Be'ula? Teres is Be'ula, Sabbat Bamei Shabidei Adam. Halay is Sabbat Bamei Shabidei Adam. What the Gemara is saying, what we said yesterday, that according to Ramea, what's a Taliyin? I'm not telling you she had a Psulim or not. Taliyin, it's Avid Bamaisa Bideyadim. It's Taliyin, she had a Bia. So Ramea holds that that's all it depends on whether there was a Bia or not. That's Ramea's sheet. If Rabbanan, either Bidami or the Bu'ul and the Dami of the Begeres. There's this Begeres, Layas Avid Bamaisa Clown. Horse Avid Bamaisa. A begeris lost the psulim naturally. Here there was something which made the person lose the psulim. Something which made the person lose the psulim left it. Avalai yikerba divrei akoyal avalai kulam. But if it was a Mekach Toss, everyone agrees with that. It's right to Gemara. Must have been Achim. Here I met Mukasei Tanibo, I'm a like Yel Jerusha Sishad. Rav Gamliel, Rav Eliezer, I'm in Nemen. What's the kasha? The kasha. Must have Reb Nachman with the kasha. Yemeres Mukasei. He says Drusus Ish. Nemenes. Nemenes means what? She must get something for Aksuba. She's Nemenes. Ay, it's Boy Hikarba. So why is she Nemenes? So who's this kasha? On Rami Bar Chama. Like Ramea, like Rabbanan. Rami Bar Chama said that Ramea and Rabbanan both agree that if it's loy hikarba, to make a cross, you don't get anything. Here we see what? From here we see, when you do get something, that means Ramei or that means Rabbanu, when it says you do get something. Could be Ramei, could be Rabbanu, could be anybody. Doesn't say any name. Right? We see that someone holds, he gets something. Whether it's Ramei or Rabbanu, it's not clear. Right? We just see Nemenes, she's believed. I mean, she gets something. Whether she gets 100 or 200, we don't see.
But she is Zahi Shema. She says it wasn't Zahi Shema.
That's what she's believed.
That's what I'm saying. Only telling you it's not a Talmud.
The mayor
says it's
a Talmud.
She says
no, she's believed. Talmud, she's believed. She's believed. She's believed. There's not a question, man. So She's believed. Now, once she's believed, say she's a Mukasei, what happens? So Rabbi Bachama said, you get zero, that can't be. Because that doesn't mean they're better. The better, she gets something. Doesn't mean she gets 100, as the Rabbana. Doesn't mean she gets 200, as Ramea. That could go either way. That could go either way. Right? You follow what I'm trying to make a point. Now, when the Gemara is the Kasha on Rabbi Bachama, Rabbi Bachama said, you get nothing. Sila Ramea, Sila Rabbana. And here we have a Kasha that says, Nemenis, you have to get something. Like who? Could be like anybody. You just see that you get something. So Rava comes along and Rava answers, Elam Rava, Bain Hikerba, Bain La Yikerba, Ramea Masai, Rabban, Hikerba Mana, La Yikerba, like what? What's Rava say? The Mekatos, according to whom? What's Rava say? Shot in the words, I think of Lambda Shakashi. And Rava was a Lambda too, but I'm just using what it says. So what did Rava say? Alamarava. Say Nikaba, they my Yikaba, the Ramea Messiah. Rabbanan, Hikarba, Mana. My Yikaba, the like law. What does that mean? Rami Bachamel is right according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, Rami Bachamel is right. To make a toss. According to Ramea, though, he was wrong. According to Ramea, it's Messiah. So this Mishnah is going to be who? TMS, because that Mishnah is going like who? Then it's going like Ramea. This is how Rava answered the question. Follow? I just found it was easier to learn this Gemara just to write it down on a piece of paper. And I told you many times that it makes things easier. Shat the Gemara. You have Mokasei with Hikar Bar, which was before the marriage, you knew. And you have Mokasei with Lo Hikar Bar. Right? So we have two sheets so far. We have Rabbi Bar Chava, and we have Rav. Okay, we'll call it Rav number one because we have two. So it's going to change his mind. Rav number one. So let's see. Look at that ticker bar. What's the din? How much you get? Look at that ticker bar. What? Right, that's the machlokes in the Mishnah, right? That's the place where Meir you get 200. And according to the Rabbana, you get 100. That's easy. Everyone agrees with that. Any sheep I'm going to have, that's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. Comes Rabbi Bar Chama, he says, well, Yikerba, what do you get? What do you get? Nothing, zero, right? I think the Rabbana says, Rabbana, well, Yikerba, to make our toys, you get nothing. Practically, Gemara, we have a bride, a Mishnah. Mishnah, the Basav Rav Nachman is from the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Daf, the Daf Yud Gimel, that we see she gets something. So therefore, Rava says, what does Rava say? What goes there? According to Rava, you get 200. According to the Rabbanan, you get zero. And that's what Rava says. That since we have a price that says you get something, we have to make the price to be someone. It can't be like Rambam Chama, everyone has to get zero. Rabbi said, according to Rabbi, you get 200, just like over here, no difference. According to Rabbi, you get nothing. So far, I'm saying you're trying to come out correctly. Right? Simple check. It should be an obvious question, which I'm going to show you. Rabbi comes along. Rabbi says, Masav Rav Nachman, we have a Mishnah. It's got to be someone. Why does Rabbi say, Ramea holds 200, Ramea holds 0? He could have said, Rabbana holds 100, Ramea holds 0. Someone has to be this Mishnah. Is the Mishnah there? That Masav Rav Nachman. Then Nemenis. She's bleak, same what could say, she gets something. She gets something. But the problem is, Rabbi has a Mishnah, Nemenis. Rabbi. You have to plug it into someone. Rabbi Bachama is wrong. He says, zero, you can't be right. Gotta be someone. So Rabbi says, alright, we'll make that the Ramea. The Ramea will get 200. And Rabbi will stick with zero. I'm sure he has the cash. There's a
We know why Rava was forced to argue Rami Bar Chama. She had a Mishnah. He had to make the Mishnah be someone so long as he get money. He says it's Rav Meir. Why is it that it's not Mishnah like Rav Meir? I thought it was not Mishnah like the Rabbanim. The Masha says a tarot, which I don't really understand. The Masha answers, since the Rabbanim compare it to a Ba'ula, and a Ba'ula, by Lo Yikirba, what would be the din? Ba'ula and Lo Yikirba, you get nothing. So since a Ba'ula and Lo Yikirba, you get nothing, so, and the Rabbanim says, Kibu'ula, so the Meila, like Rabbanim is here. The Masha says. It's a good tarot. Except I don't know where the Rabbanan said Kibbe'ula. Where did Rabbanan say such a question? How did he Kibbe'ula? Rami Bar Chama said Kibbe'ula. Is that your Rami Bar Chama? It's supposed to use the Lashon Kibbe'ula. Machina, the Masha say in his text. But anyway, that's the Masha's cash, Masha's text. We had now really a third column,
which we're going to have to deal with.
Which is a Ba'ula and Lo Yikirba. Okay, a Ba'ula and Yikirba is a regular case where you get, Ba'ula and Yikirba is a regular case where you get what? 100. Okay. Here, so the Masha said that the Rabbanan said, Kib Ba'ula, since the Ba'ula gets nothing here, if it's Lo Yikirba, the Rabbanan said, Kib Ba'ula, so therefore, if this is zero, it's going to be zero. Rabbeya says, Kib Ba'ula, so maybe it's 200. And you learn the Gemara, you should get in the habit of doing this. It makes the sheet this much more clear. Let's see, we're not done yet. The Gemara now wants to show that Rava had karata. How does the Gemara show it? V'hadr bei Rava. Okay? Sixth wide line. V'hadr bei Rava. Rava had karata from this. Tanya. Case that I saw Shemra. The parsha of Moshe Shemra and the Torah, what is it? Case is the following. Ba lebez, ba marfloini, lai matzasi lebitcha besulim. Yesh edim shizim satachta. We find out that she has no besulim. She was mizana tachta. Yesh maksu b'man. What? Yesh edim shizim satachta? Baskilahi. She was mizana, then she gets skila, she don't get any money. Achikam. And yesh edim shizin satakta b'skila. Since the meikara, yesh b'subamon. She was nizana before she got married, then she gets 100. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba and Amar Rav Sheshet. Let's say married. Kansa b'cheskes b'sula, b'nimtis b'ula, that's the third column, right? It was lay hikarba. Kansa b'cheskes b'sula, b'nimtis b'ula, yesh la k'subamonah. So Sheshes comes, and he says that if it's Lo Yikirba, he thought when he married her that she's a Psula. Now that he marries her, he finds that she's a Ba'ula. So you still get 100. Rav Sheshes is finished. Okay, so we put Rav Sheshes in. Right, so Rav Sheshes, the next Jesus. Rav Sheshes tells us that Ba'ula, Lo Yikirba, you get 100. Okay, what Rav Sheshes told here? Ba'ula, Yikirba, you get 100. So, what would he hold here? What's worse? Somebody makes leashes of Psula, she's really a Ba'ula. Someone makes leashes of Psula, and she's really a Mukasei. Obviously, Ba'ula is worse. Right? If any of us got married, and the wife was a Mukasei, she didn't tell us, I don't think any of us would really care very much. But a Ba'ula, most people would care about. So if he holds even Ba'ula, you still get 100. Especially if he doesn't hold zero here. So therefore, he holds that she's a Mukasei, and Lo Yikirba. So even though she would hold, according to Rav, you would get the 200. And according to the Rabbanan, you would get 100. Because it doesn't destroy the Ksuba. If here it doesn't destroy the Ksuba, it just acts it down to 100. So here, like the Rabbanan, it would certainly only knock it down to 100. The Kuntur of Meir doesn't knock it down at all. Right? This is Rav Sheshes, which is probably the biggest
a chiddush, and now we come to Rava number two. Right? Now Rava is going to be the last one we have here tomorrow.
What does Rava say? Must have Rav Nachman. Oh, Rav Nachman again. Yes. But now he has a different mission. And they say, "See, Ishav Lai Masla Besulim." Somebody gets married, any time that there's no Besulim, he I married. You should have started Nenas. And this stopped us today. She says, "I was Nenas Tachta, and it's tough luck." Who I were like he, Elah Chei Rasiyah, who was before Amosin, by Yemeki Mekatos. The last book, wow, he's tithing that you were a bula before Erisin, and this whole marriage, this whole suba, I don't owe you anything. Bubble Rav Chiya Bar Abin, Efshir, Rav Amram, Chogdei Le'adar, Yossi, Amr, Rav Sheshet, Rav Shmai. The woman. Rav Sheshet said his memro, they were Chogdei Le'adar, Vakashaluhu. They must have had the same problem. Vishani, my Mekasos, now you must be Messiah. I'm a money Israel. My Thomas was like, wow. Must be they understood. Nekatos to mean that the ksuba gets knocked down from 200 to 100. And the male, let's look wrong. Well, my rabbi, no. Mind the kamaisa, shabba kamaisa. No, you're wrong. Mekatos begami mashma. Mekatos means zero. You get nothing. Ela koshahach. It's schwer. It says that if she gets mana, that can't be. When does she get mana? What's the case where she gets 100? Evahach. If Yesha Eidish is in the Tachta B'Sil, since the Meikara, nothing. Like what? Since the Mukasei, Yesha Tzuvah Mana. So what is Rabbi saying now? That Nimsa Mukasei, she gets 100. And over here, you get zero. Right? And over here, you get 100, presumably he's talking like Rabbanan. And that you get 100, that's what Rabbi, Hadamei Rabbi Ahi, he said that like Rabbanan, you get 100. And I, her Rabbah, who Dama the Rabbanu LaHikabah VaLaKlum. I, Rabbah number one said, if it's LaHikabah, you get nothing. There must be Shmami no Hadavei Rabbah. May I help you with this writing? I'll see if you follow the Gemara. Let's say yes. I tried to show you when you learn a Gemara that you should take a pen and a piece of paper. The Gemara is always less confusing when you take a pen and a piece of paper and you use it to follow through the Gemara. So we have here basically, it's hard to call it four shittas because it's four shittas except over here there are only two shittas, right? So here we have actually four shittas, right? With Lahikarba, what do you do? By Mukasei. The two extremes. Rami Bacham is one extreme. He says he gets zero. And Rav Sheshet is the other extreme. He says everything stays the way it was. So Rava pulls back a little from each extreme. And Rav Sheshet's extreme was that you always get a ksuba. So Rava says, not always. Rami Bacham's extreme was, he said, you never get a ksuba. So Rava pulled back from that. Obviously, according to Rav Sheshet, we held by Hikarba over here is zero. The Koshkeng and Hikarba over here, the other zero, right? It's like Hikarba, and she's really a Mukasei, you get nothing. So Koshkeng, if it's like Hikarba, and she's really a Bula, it's nothing. You follow now the lumbus of the Gemara. This should make the Gemara like more friendly. Understand? Rami Bachama said one extreme thing. He said if he didn't know, Ksuba's totally gone. Rav Sheshet said the other extreme. He said if he didn't know, who cares? Ksuba is still going. It's still good Ksuba. So either way, Rava knocked it down a notch, right? Rava said that Rami Bachama, you're too extreme. And he said, Rav Sheshet, you're too extreme. He found what he held was the middle ground, either the first Rava or the second Rava. But either way, Rava holds that this is Ba'ula. It's certainly a Mekato. This is the Pshat in the Gemara, and let's talk a little about Mekatos and the lumbus behind it. I'd like to tell you a rule
that you should always remember. I heard it from one of my rebbeim 15, 20 years ago. And every time Nekasot comes up, you have to remember the rule of Nekasot, and that always makes it so easy or easier. There are actually three types of Nekasot in Shabbos. There are three types of Nekasot. One type of Nekasot is where you buy a certain measure of merchandise. For example, you buy 100 pounds of flour. Then when you weigh it, you find that it's only 95 pounds of flour. Not 100 pounds, it's 95 pounds of flour. Now that's called a mekatos. But can you go back to the owner and say, take the flour back and give me my money back? In that case, he has to give what Chazal called baini baini. He has to give the extra 5 pounds. He can't. It doesn't undo the mechira. In that case, nobody could say to make a toss, the sale is off. Not at all. It's just you give baini baini, and that's all. It's one type of make a toss. Obviously, Shulchan Aruch says that if you buy an item, let's say you buy a 100-foot piece of wood. It's only a 90-foot piece of wood. You can't come and give you 10 more feet of wood. It's not the same thing. Right? You need a 100-foot piece, but if you can replace it with a 100-foot piece, that's baini baini. That's the first type of mekatos. It's not, there's no dittel mekach at all. There's no dittel mekach at all. You just have to give the extra. That is a chashim mishpatim and reish lamed beis in a mekatos of this type. Reish lamed gimel. You have the second type of mekatos, which is mochar yafais benimtzarais. You sell someone chitim yafais. You tell him, give him quality chitim, and it turns out that the chitim are inferior chitim. They're not the same quality that you were promised. Somebody promises to deliver to you a machine that's a brand name company, and he delivers it and it's a generic name. So you ordered Yafais, and what he delivered were rice. But he delivered what he said. He said, he gave chit. They were just inferior chit. In that case, the din of mekatos is that the one who was cheated could be chayzer by. In our case, the lekeach, was cheated. Lekeach could have karag. Let's say the meicher wants to have karag. The lekeach says, "You know what? I'll keep the rod." And for whatever reason, the meicher says, "You know, I want it back." Maybe the market changed or whatever it was. The meicher wants to have charaz. He cannot. In this case, only the lekeach could enforce the bittul mekach. And the meicher cannot enforce a bittul mekach. The third type of mekach clause is the phase of Reish Lamed Gimel, next case, is a case of mochar yayin v'nimtza chaymin, where you ordered one thing and you got something else. You ordered a bottle of wine, there's a bottle of vinegar. You ordered a case of wine, you got a case of grape juice. It's something totally different. Something, it's not rice in your face. It's something, it's a different item. What? Well, the price, it's irrelevant if the price is the same or different. Even if, let's say the case is that you got cheated, he sent you something that's cheaper. Like you ordered orange juice and he gave you a container of apple juice. In that case, shnehem chayzer bo. Either one could have charat. Why could either one have charat? No, even the one who gave
He promised you yayin. He sent you chaimitz, which is cheaper. And you say, okay, I'll keep the chaimitz. He says, no, I want the chaimitz back. You can take it back. Shneim chayzim back. Why? So Reb Shimon is master that in the case of selling wine and getting chaimitz, it's a mekach tos be'etzem. The whole mekach never took place. You never sold wine, you know, chaimitz, and you never bought chaimitz. There, the word mekach tos means that the whole mekach never happened. So either one could have karat. If you want to make it into a mekach, you've got to do it again. You have to do a new kinyan. Masha'en came in the previous case, in case number two, where you ordered chitim and you got chitim. You ordered yapas and you got rice. The mekach is a mekach. Sale is a sale. Just missing the das, the agreement of the buyer. The buyer never agreed to do it in this way. It's a chesaron in the das of the buyer. So as soon as the buyer agrees, the mekach is complete. The seller can't have charata. The seller did it, he said it's chitim, and he sold chitim. Right. If it was the opposite case, where you ordered rice and the person sent you up, right? So it would be the reverse. The meicher is the one who could say, I want it back. Or he could say, I don't want it, I'm Michael. But if he's Michael, well, the calf can't say, you know, I want to give it back to you, I decide I don't need it. And do that. Because the Kenyan was a Kenyan. And his das was a good das. It's just missing the das of the Meicher. The Meicher says, I have no kapeda. So it's not missing his das either. That's a good Bechira.
And the same
case of Chaimitz and Yayin. No shaykhis between what he said he's doing and what he did. The Hiddush of this din is that yafis and rice, the gather of yafis and rice is things which not everyone has maxed on. Some people are not maxed. That's the gather of yafis and rice. Some are, some are not. So being that yafis and rice, that's the case, that's the situation. Some people are not masters. So he's the Baruch did a mechira, which could be a good mechira. Depends on the way came. This is the rule of mekach tos. So you have three levels of mekach tos. You have the first, which is a total sale. You just chipped him. You have to fill in the rest of the money, the rest of the merchandise. You have the second type, which is a mechira, but it's missing in the das of the kaiser. And then you have the third type, which is in Gansan, not a mekach. It's totally not a mekach, and either one could have that. Now, let's try to plug this in. That's where it gets complicated. Let's try to plug it into our sugya to see how it fits into the machlokes Rami Bar Chama and Rava, or Rav Sheshes and Rava. So how would you understand? A man writes a ksuba at the wedding. He writes a ksuba at the wedding, and the ksuba, he assumes his wife is a ksuba. He writes her ksuba for $200. Now we find out that she's a mukasei. Finds out she's a mukasei. So Rami Bar Chama holds that one. Rami Bar Chama holds. Level 2 or level 3? Huh? We have three levels. Level 1 is you just fill in, you just adjust the amount. Level 2, it's a mekach, it's just missing something. Level 3, it's in Gatsa, not a mekach. So Rami Bar Chama says, what? So you sent merchandise. Merchandise was a what? Now she, you thought you were getting a basula, and you got a mukasei. That, Rami Bar Chama looks at it like what? Maybe it's not the other way. Rava, the last Rava, he looks at it as what? Rava looks at it as
Trees should be there. Rava looks at it as level one. First type of mikasa. This last Rava. The last Rava holds that, Shesha certainly holds, that what is it? What's the difference? She's a psula, she's a mikasa. Same thing. Now you have to fill in the baby baby. You have to adjust it. The psula gets 200, mikasa gets 100. So adjust the amount. Make it into a 100. Make it into a 100. So Rava, at the end, and Rav Sheshet, hold that it's a level 1 Nekartor. It's a level 1 Nekartor. Rami Bar Chama holds, it's what? How does he get 0? He holds level 2 or level 3? To go either way, I guess.
Huh?
Could she be chayzer? No. That'd be enough to me. You hear what I'm saying? In this case, you have three types of nekartos. That's the aleph base. Now you have type number one, you fill in the missing amount, but it's a total nekar. Type number two, where it's just missing the das of the one who's jit. Type number three, where it's not a nekar at all. Clearly, these two shittas hold that this is level one. Right? This is level one of Mekartos, where the marriage is a marriage, it's suba, it's suba, everything is good. Just adjust the amount. You adjust the amount that it should fit whatever Mukasait gets. In Rami Bar Chama, we can say either way. Either Rami Bar Chama holds it's like level two. A man could say, I don't want to give you a suba. We can say it's level three. Well, you could say, this is not what I bought. I don't want to give you a ksuba. Now, if Gamina, if it's level 2 or level 3, is what could she say? Let's say he says, you know you're a mukasei? She says, yeah, I didn't tell you. And he's willing to continue with the marriage. And she says, I want out. That'll be enough Gamina between how we understand Rami Bar Chama. There's no indication in the Gemara one way or the other. Why would that be a reason for who to want out? Yeah, obviously she wants it for a different reason. But it's the same thing in the case of Yayin HaChaymet. If Yayin costs $100 and I accidentally shipped you a $10 Chaymet and I want to back out, I'm allowed to back out. Why not back out? It must be a different reason.
Yeah,
what? No, it's usually it's assumed the Yayin is worth more than Chaymet. Yeah, it's expensive, but Chaymet is cheap.
What would it be
the same Yayin? It would be the same thing. That's what Shimon is saying. This is not the Mechirus. Not because you were cheated, because this is not the Mechirus. I didn't tell you that.
In the case of Yayin HaChaymet, the guy wanted a trick. He wanted to give him the vinegar, so he had what he wanted to give him. Here, what's
no, we don't mean he wants a trick. We're not talking about he wanted a trick. He made a mistake. He shipped him a bottle. It doesn't happen all the time. You make an honest mistake. You ship somebody something, you ship them the wrong merchandise. That's very good. She knew going in. She knew she's a mukasei. Why should she be allowed to back out? She knew she's a mukasei. Well, if it's type number two of a mekartos, you're right. If it's type number three, what was Rav Shimon's hesber? The type three, it's not a mekar. This deal never took place. If the deal never took place, then she should be able to back out. You know what? I decided I'm not interested.
Is that a get to
that? That'll be enough to me. I'll get to that in a minute. Okay, but the rules, the way I'm setting up the rule, what I'm saying is, according to these two sheets, this is level one, Nekartos, the most political level. Rabbi Bar Chama would call it either two or three. The first Rabbi is very tough. What does the first Rabbi say? Kreiter of Meir. Nothing. Amish, nothing. Who cares if you're a Mukasei? Kreiter the Rabbanon. We do care. Zero. That's what comes out. Rav is saying there are many. The Rabbanan Gufa argue what level Nekartos is it. Now go to the last column, Bu'ula. Bu'ula is the same way of analyzing what's going on here. A man marries a woman. He thinks she's a Pesula. Turns out she's a Bu'ula. So it's Rami Bar Chama. I'm sorry, Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet says, you know, it's the first type of Nekartos. Chiddush. that it's like you got gypped in the amount, you adjust the amount and finish. That's what Rosh Hashanah holds. Even though you thought she's a psul and she's actually a boob. Everybody else disagrees and holds that if you marry a basula, it turns out it's a bulula. It's, again, either level 2 or level 3. We don't know, but certainly it's a mekatos where the person that was cheated, which is the man, has a right to say, I don't want to pay the basula. This is the sugyas ha-gemara understood through this idea of mekatos. I think you'll find in Shas, generally, when you learn sugyas of mekatos, understanding the three levels of mekatos always makes the sugya easy. It's always confusing. Could you have karate, just pay the rest? It's always confusing. If you just bear in mind the three levels of mekatos, it makes the sugya a different sugya. Now we paskin like the final Rava. We paskin like Rava. And therefore, by Mukasei, basically, it's no problem. You just knock the Ksuva down to 100, and that's all that matters. By Besula v'nimtas Be'ula, by Besula v'nimtas Be'ula, what happens? A man gets married. He thinks his wife is a Besula. Later he finds she was a Be'ula. This happens. This happens not because of Dan Besulim, because we married today a Bageres, so doesn't necessarily have Dan Besulim. But if it happens sometimes, a woman gets married. And later on, the man finds out, or she tells him later, that she was once mezaneh. She's a bula. So what happens? Certainly, you're entitled to knock the ksuba down. Certainly he's entitled. If he wants to give her a get and pay zero, the Tachnik Rav, he can pay zero. If he wants to stay married to her, what does he do? Wants to remain married. Married as a basula. Later on he finds out she was a bula. That'd be it. So most men in that situation, so they stay married. He's entitled to change the ksuba down to 100. You can't leave her with no ksuba. Follow? He marries a basula. Finds out she's a bula. Now when we say zero, zero means that he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. He can send her home. Give her a get and finish. But if he wants to stay married, he certainly has to give her a ksuba, just a ksuba of 100. That's according to all four sheets. The zero is if he does not want to remain married, though. He pays zero. Shaila is, if he wants to stay married to her, does he have to make a new kedushin and a new chuppah? Or if you have to make a new kedusha and a new chuppah, they could just say, you know, I'm meichel. I thought you were b'suli, you're a bula, I'm meichel. So does he need a new kedusha? That's when he knows. Because he knows. If he knows, and he accepts on himself, he can write whatever you want, b'suli, that we discussed. But then we were talking about where he tells her before the chasm, where she tells him before the chasm. Here was where she tells him after the chasm. They knew the new chasnu or not? What does this depend on? Depends on. Good. What? Exactly. What does this shaila depend on? Where it says zero on the blackboard, is it type number 2 mekartos or is it type number 3? If it's type number 2 mekartos, then when he agrees, it's chal. When he agrees, it's chal. If it's type number 3 of mekartos, then it's type number 3 of mekartos, then you need a luchasna. He doesn't get rid of her. He doesn't need a get. Type number 3 is not a mekach at all. The Beis Shmuel, Shulchan Aruch, Simon Samaches, Sif Katan, Chav Dalid, says that you need a new chasna. You need a new chasna. However, the Ramah that the Beis Shmuel is going on seems to say that you don't need a new chasna. So therefore, it appears to be a machlaikis, the Ramah, and the Beis Shmuel. It's type 2 or type 3? The Beis Shmuel says you need a new wedding, he holds it's type 3. It's a total mekach toss, the whole mekach is not a mekach. And the Ramah, let me just say, Ramah holds that you don't need a new wedding, holds it's type number 2. Ask him, I think it's clear. So if they were raya one way or the other, what's the Tolin and Svara? Type number 2. Type number 2, it sounds like the Meicher had a das, which is now binding on him to be Machna. And the Lekeach, who was cheated, did not have the das.
We know because we did not have the das, so we just don't know.
Well, he expected Yachai. Because he had no das, he had zero das, and he can't be binding. It means he had the das to accept Chitim. And now he's allowed to define what was his das. Was his das
defining
what his das was? I may mock it, I'm not mocking.
Yeah,
when a bad person gets chitim, he orders. He says, "I want chitim yafis." So you know, he orders yellow peppers. He gets red peppers. So that's yafis and rice, right?
He wants yafis.
He ordered yafis.
He
ordered chitim yafis. He agreed he ordered chitim, and he paid the price of chitim yafis, and he was delivered rice. In that situation, being that some people are makbid, some people are not makbid. Therefore, he's allowed to define his das, what he wanted. And if he says, I'm asking, then it was not a mekatos. I mean, it's a mekatos in the sense, the person would have to pay him back to the difference. But as far as the mekach, being a mekach, it's a mekach. So now, the question becomes a very hard question. If a person marries a woman, he expects her to be a basula. And finds out she's a bu'ula, is that the type of thing which is like yayin achaynus? Or is the type of thing which is like yafis and rice? What? So before you get into marriage, you don't know who you're going to marry. So people expect, the bachur expects to marry a basula. No question. The question is, once you know the person, and you know who the person is, and there's a kesher between you, what is the level of peda, basula and bu'ula?
That thing, no? Yeah, that thing.
Misled. So what does that do then? I don't know. Was it a chassidish wedding where he doesn't even know her? More back to the basula and bu'ula. He doesn't even know who he's getting into. At any rate, this is the machlaikis between. This appears to be the machlaikis between the Beis Shmuel and the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva. And Avnei Nezer, Simen Chavav, paragraph Negatas is paragraph is Isyud Zayin. Listen to this one. He married a woman, and then found out that she's pregnant from before the marriage. He married someone and found out she's a mu'baris. And in his case, the person was willing to stay married. The question was, do you need a new wedding or not? I would think. Pregnant, I think everyone's back, but I don't know. No? What would you think? Mu'baris? I mean, I don't know what type of person is. He decided to marry her anyway. But I would assume that Muberes.
Huh?
Dr. Mita, they have something there, so do they need a new fast? I assume they would do it secretly. But could be he knew she was a bula. He knew she was a bula. He knew she was pregnant. Now he finds out she's pregnant.
Why did she knew it?
No, but now he found she's pregnant. He has a right. You know that every bula might be pregnant, is what you're saying. But it's, you know, it's a different story. You marry someone who's a bula, you marry someone who's a bula parent.
Why should
we make
the money?
He's fine with it. What's the difference? And if you buy yain, you get chaynit. He's fine with it. What's the difference? It's for merchandise. Something different. It's a very serious question. You have to make a little chup. What? You have to make a new kinyan. They're both not maxed, it doesn't matter. It's not kedusha. You can make a new kinyan. You see, b'chem et inyayin, it needs a new kinyan. If they both say it's okay, who cares? But by kedusha, we care. You really do need a new kinyan. That's what Shimon says. That's why my brother of Shimon, that's the guy from out of Mecca. Same exact thing.
He didn't specify what he wanted.
I don't know. Does the person have to specify that he assumes she's not pregnant?
Those are the rules. He's taking that risk.
Look, I would think that they definitely need a new chuppah. Now, the Nezer says, probably in the Machlokes, the Raman the Bishmol. He says, it's probably in this Machlokes. And he learns the lumdus of the machlokes the way we've been learning. The lumdus, he says, in the sugya, is whether you should read the sugya when it says mekakos, according to, again, which sheet is which. The Ramah is the one who said you do not need a new thing. So according to the Ramah, mekakos means, which mekak is betos? It's suba. Suba is betos. The Ramah learned this whole sugya is talking about suba. It's all, I'm talking about Kedushin. The Kedushin is a good Kedushin. The issue is the Ksuba. The Beis Shmuel learned that the Sugi is talking about the whole Chasuna. The whole Chasuna is a Mecca. This is the way I explained the Machlaikis to you. This is the way the Avni Nezer learns. This is one Mahalos in the Machlaikis, the Beis Shmuel and the Ramah, probably the most simple Mahalos. The Haflah, both on our Gemara and in his Hagois. In back of the Haflah, there are Hagois on the Seder Shulchan Aruch. So in both there and here, the Haflah learns that everybody really would agree that if you marry a Besula and you find out she's a Be'ula, it's type number 3. It really should be a total Mekatot in Lumbus. What is the Machlaikis? Machlaikis is that the Beis Shmuel holds it's a total Mekatos in its Chayzim. The Ramah holds, we have a rule, Ein Oda Mashva Biyasa Biyaznos. The person doesn't want his Biyas should be a Biyaznos. So the Ramah holds, he lived with this woman until he found out that she's a Bula, he lived with her. When he lived with her, we say, Eva Damashu Biyasa Biyaznus. And on the side, she's a Ba'ula. His Biyah is a Kedushin. And we'll have to adjust the Ksuba. In other words, it's different than when you buy Chaynitz. If you order Yayin and you get Chaynitz, it's not a Mecca, because it's not a Mecca. When you order a Besula and you get a Ba'ula, and there's some Svara, it's like Yayin and Chaynitz, a different product. But Dr. Aflah, the Ramah holds that the being, that there's a concept, since there's a concept of Ein Adam Masha Biyasa Biyaznos. Therefore, he's masking that the Kedusha should be a Kedusha. He doesn't want to be Nizana with her. Kedusha should be a Kedusha. And if you find that she's a Bula, they'll have to go and ask a Shaila then. So he has a slight difference than the way we learn. The simple way to learn is that the Ramah and Beis Shmuel argue if it's type 2 or type 3. Now, Flor holds up his Torah to the type 3. He holds that because of Einod Amash Biyasa Biyaznus, that's why the Ramah says you don't need a new Chas. So by Kedushin, it'll turn out that it's never a Mekach Tos that requires a new Kedushin. Unless he spoke out of tonight. But otherwise, you can't be.
Hey, from Kedushin,
when
you're doing the Kedushin,
you agree? When he's afterwards, the Elah, the Bila, they know the Mashiach Yasa Yasa.
So he's doing the Kedushin, he's doing the
between the Bia, Bishas the Kedushin, he really wouldn't want. Now, let's say between the Kedushin and the Bia, he found out. Now, that's not Kamila. Well, it's saying that between the Kedushin and the Bia, he found out she's a Bula, then it's he could just go home. Doesn't need a get. Type 3. No, the Kedushin, not a Kedushin. When he's Bial her, to be Ila is a Bia, that ain't other Marsha Biasa Bia.
With the Bia.
That's always the problem with Ein Adam Asher B'Yasa 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 B'Yasa. So the way we usually learn is that it's an Anasadi, a husband and wife go home and live together. That's the question with every Ein Adam Asher B'Yasa
B'Yasa.
Right. They'll be totally in the Maslai Station. According to Ramah, you would have to give again.
Even though
you
would.
What? Kayan? It's certainly mounted. When a bula, the person who should be nibble to, she's a designer, but then the kind certainly mounted. No question. She's not a designer. So
the
kind with the one who's not.
What?
He gives her a get, he can't take her back. What do you mean? Why is he giving her a get if he wants to take her back?
Again, right?
Do the Kedushin again. The previous Kedushin has been taught. Then he doesn't have to get again. No, you know what? If you hold the Kedushin as a good Kedushin, then he doesn't need no Kedushin. But if you want to get rid of her, he has to get back again.
Then he can't decide he doesn't want to be married.
What?
According to Ramah, the way we're learning now, he cannot decide.
Great Ramah, it's only a sugya of tzuva, it's not a sugya of kedushin. I'd like to ask you to turn back to Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The place is Chazaka. Let me just remind you of the simple Gemara. Gemara said that a man is believed to say Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi. Why is he believed to say Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi? Because Chazaka ain't other than Terech Pesudu Masida. He made a wedding. He made a wedding. And he comes the next day and says, she's a Ba'ula. Chazaka, inadam tereach pesudah masida. He would not spend all this money on a wedding and the next day say she's a Ba'ula. So the mainly he's believed because Chazaka, inadam tereach pesudah masida. That's the Gemara. Okay? Now this Gemara is different than our Gemara. This Gemara is when she claims she's a Ba'ula, he claims she's a Ba'ula. He's believed because Chazaka, inadam tereach pesudah masida. I'd like to look at the Tosis. You tell me if this Tosis is a raya to the Ramah or a raya to the Beishamah. Let's learn the word. Tema, Tinnach Beishas Kayin, Epifusim, the Bas Yamol, the Mitzvah Alel. That's good if she's married to a Kayin, whether they're married to the Bas Yamol, she's the author. Hilka, even the Mafsida, never. Did he waste the money at the wedding? Eishas Kayin. He says Bu'ula. So the wedding was a total waste of money. You know why? He's not going to stay married to her. So that's the Gemara that makes sense. Eishes Kayin, who's a Maskimel, makes a lot of sense. Well, the Mandi Amanami, like Kamal Cheskes, Beches, Psuv, Nimsis, Bula, In Laksuva, Klau, Nich, Tasha, Nami, Masida, Shrei, Mekar, Tosu. So that's also very good. Because, Yimarsa, Desuda, Shrei, Mekar, Tosu. That means, according to who? In Laksuva, Klau, that's Rabba. Right? Uman Yom and Nami Lakaman, Kanta Bechas Pesul and Nizis Bula, Eilat Suva Klau Nicha. According to Rav, it's good. Nahach Nam Epsida, Shai Mecha Tosu. What does that mean? Again, this line. Uman Yom and Nami Lakaman, that's Rav, who said, Rami Bechad, who say, Kanta Bechas Pesul and Nizis Bula, Eilat Suva Klau, what is good? What is Nicha? The Hashda Nami Masida comes out, he wasted money on a chasma. Shari Mekar Tosim. Ramad Beishmur. Is the Beishmur the Farish? I want you to figure it out. Huh? What's this to say? That according to Rava, he wasted money on a wedding. Comes out he wasted money. He married her, spent money on a wedding. And he comes in the next day, he says, Ba'ula. That means he's saying, I wasted my money at the wedding. That's only true according to the Beis Shmuel. According to Ramah, he didn't waste money at his wedding. The wedding, one second, the wedding was a good wedding. It's the Mekatos and the Ksuba, it's not Mekatos and the wedding. This Taisvis is the fairest like the Beis Shmuel. No? Let me tell you who brings this Raya. Beis Shmuel. Well, says Taisis. He says Taisis Daf Yud Aleph. It's a printing mistake. He should say Taisis Daf Yud or Amir Aleph, maybe you should say. He's a Raya from Taisis at the wedding. Taisis said, you are about to Tariach Masud Masida. The wedding is like wedding. I mean, the Kedushin is like Kedushin. The Chaya from here is a Raya to Beishmu. Okay, I'll go upon him. It's a very Gishmaka Omer. The Homach Leif is a Gishmaka thing. And it's a Shem tomorrow, I hope to get to the next mission.